Yo, what's going on? It's Hovi. Welcome to A Day in the Life in the Wick. Let's do it.
Ready to have you back in the city. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Let's go. I need more of you. I'm undone when I walk in the door to you. You've been speaking, I'm done with ignoring you. Lord, I'm ready to step in the war with you. It's some people you told me to point.
Real 96.3, the Wick's new number one for hip-hop and R&B. Your boy Cali Cole checking in on iHeartRadio. And it's time. We've been watching. We've been looking. I got my man Hovi in the building.
Going
Wick's
on,
man. What's
Come
good?
On. Hey, man, chilling. Glad to be back home.
Making from starting early in Brunswick with really no resources and getting to where you are now. How does it feel?
Bro, it's humbling. Mm-hmm. It's humbling to be able to realize that it was only God. Being from Brunswick, like, I am hip-hop. Like, you know, this culture.
Right,
it's like,
right,
for people
right.
who really tapped in, it's like, bro, about 50% of the dudes I know can rap. So for me, even as a Christian artist, it's like my music's still got a hit. Because where I'm from, they don't look at that. They're like, is it good or is it not? That's full circle. I used to try to get that dude to play my music when I was 16. Yo, so look, we on the corner of Perry Lane and K Road. Listen, childhood Chris grew up this way. Teenage Chris grew up this way. But for right now, we can go hit the Parkers, go get energy drinks, snacks. Listen, crazy part about Parkers is that literally, I feel like there's a Parkers on every block in Brunswick. Like, literally, this is like a darn monopoly out here.
I can't manifest my life, it's all love. If you said it, then it's done. Hey, it's daylight, Hovi.
We in Brunswick, they don't have the bougie water. We spoiled out here, dog. I know good as well I should not be eating this, man. This gotta go.
Mellow bringing hip hop's finest. Word up to my folks, they the Wick Town Diamonds. Can't wait for perfect timing, I gotta put the time in. Quiet 105, think I made it through the climbing. Sweating through my shirt, man, I was straight down.
I didn't even expect to see you today, man.
I didn't either, bro. Like, you rolled
same plan, here. I promise.
Nah,
my brother
never
right here,
it,
man. Love you, man.
Love you too,
seriously, bro.
Bro.
Shaq, man.
I'm one of them, bro. I love your music. I play it 24/7. You can even ask him, like, hey, as soon as I clock out, I turn my music up, bro. Hey, and it's you playing. It's you playing, bro.
Y'all boys, y'all with that?
Hold on. Oh, yeah, we're watching.
2017. That was Chris Hovi right there.
You've been doing this, doing your thing, bro.
Oh, thank you, man.
Beautiful, that's my song, bro.
Come on, thank you, man.
That's my song, I ain't gonna lie, bro. That's what my song.
Thank you, man.
Man, it's crazy seeing you from prom, rapping, and now what you're doing.
Come on, bro.
You doing big, bro.
It means the world.
I can't wait to see your eyes one day.
That's where I grew up, man. Southview Trace. There ain't nothing but trailers in there. Man, it's just special to see it. I literally had like those little chills whenever I came up on it, just closed my eyes. Something about being back here reminds me of who I want to be. Like, honestly, this whole trip was worth this one realization that, like, I want to be that home front for my wife and son. Yo, that's the trailer I grew up in, bro. Right there. It's actually where we shot Back in the Wick. They let us use it. And it's crazy, bro, because simple times. I remember falling on my bike out here, me and my boy Evan, riding bikes. So, just humbling, man. So just being back here reminds me like what life is about, man. It makes me think about my family. Hey, what's up, Memphis? This is where Dad grew up. I think for me now as an artist, it's like a major difference from what I would experience out here. Because out here, there was such a simplicity with people. It was like, hey, we come to play the baseball game, win or lose. And I think in the artist world, there's so many like logistics and like there's a lot of complexity. And so for me, like, I missed this. I was literally over here closing my eyes, just thinking back to the days. Crazy, I know a lot of these dudes. Matt Trawick, Evan Parmenter, Harrison, Marshall, let's see, Matt Rivers, Brandon, bruh, Noah. Bro, I got a crazy story with Noah Johnson, bro. Crazy.
Why you, where else to go? You.
We in the woods at College of Coastal Georgia. So look, this right here is my brother Noah Johnson. And what's crazy is this is the dude that I'm rapping about and can't tell it all when I say I see my brother throw his whole vape in the lake. Man, tell me, like, and tell the people, where were you at in that season? Like, where was your heart at?
Like, we came out here for a Bible study one day, and the whole entire time in my, like, in my thoughts, I knew what it was that I was supposed to be doing, which was like, man, I got to get rid of this. And so ended up walking over here and, like, took a moment just to stop and, like, embrace, like, where I was at and, like, what God was doing. Like, I looked at it, like, I held it in my hand like this, and I just reared back. And I threw it as hard as I could. Like, in the moment, there was this weight that I truly believe it was a progression that God was doing in my heart to get me to a point where it wasn't something I felt was forced. It was something that I wanted to do. And so.
So, man, we're out here at the beach that I was baptized at. It's the East Beach, and this is my brother Doug Pierce. I've known him since I was 11 years old, and he's the one that baptized me. He's the one that's mentored me since I was a teenager. It's gonna go on and on, but yeah, man, thankful for you, man.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I love you, dude.
Love you too, man.
Yeah. Man, I remember him going out there and for months preparing himself to come in, not for a celebration among people, but more for his flesh to go out there and die, for his mind to submit itself, to force it to go do something in submission to God's desires, but also for his will and emotions. Like, he wanted to be fit for service for the King. And so, I mean, that's really what I remember this being a significant place where, like, when you entered the priesthood and you started serving God in the ministry he's calling you to, that we get to see at work today. Like, this is one of the places where it was a big pivotal, like, this is one of those big flags in your past, you know?
Yeah, so that's you. Maybe you, you know, are walking with God or you're hungry for God and you haven't been baptized, man. And he's putting that on your heart. Do it, because in that moment you experience what it's like to, honestly, like, for me, like, I felt almost as if I was able to feel that I was a new creation. If you see Hope, you see what I'm doing on stage, that's cool. But, man, it starts with who you really are, with Christopher getting baptized before the Lord and knowing him. So, yeah. Here we go. I love you, Mom.
Hey.
Love you, Memphis.
Yeah, one more time for the week.
Love you, Rachel. Love you, Brunswick.
Hey, do V-necks! Come on!
Hey, love you, Bailey.
Yeah! RJ now!
Love you, RJ.
First brick!
Hey!